For many of us, the list of not enough comes in every size and shape. We battle with feelings of lack in almost every major area of our lives. But it's a whole different ballgame when we are setting out to achieve something we're unsure we can actually do. The lack of enough in other areas of our lives is hard as it is. I'm not pretty enough to find a spouse. I'm not thin enough to be beautiful. I'm not old enough to pursue that. I'm not young enough to pursue this. We're already grappling with feeling like we're not enough simply in our existence, and now we've got to throw a goal out in front of us? Are the insecurities we feel about regular life supposed to be absent in this area? Of course not. In fact, when we set out to pursue something, we're often dealing with our fear of what we lack, multiplied by a factor of 9 million. You think you're not fit enough in general, and now you're supposed to run a half marathon? You think you're not smart enough in school, but somehow you're going to build a successful business? You think you're not dedicated enough, but you're going to attempt writing a book? And so, what happens too often is that you subconsciously decide that you're going to fail before you ever even attempt to succeed. The irony, of course, is that the thing you're attempting to take on might be the exact thing that proves your misconceptions about yourself wrong. If you successfully run the half marathon, it would affect the way you feel about what your body is capable of. If you build an incredible business, it would adjust your beliefs about how smart you are. If you stick with it and finally finish that manuscript, it would prove that you are dedicated. It's a catch-22, because your feelings of not enough keep you from proving to yourself that you are. You haven't achieved the things you hope for, and so you decide that you're unable to. Why do we treat only certain areas of our lives this way? When you fall down while trying to learn to walk as a toddler, you don't stay down. You get right back up and try again. The first time you drove a car, you were probably scared and nervous and holding on to the steering wheel with a kung fu grip and a proper placement at 10 and 2. Nowadays, you could likely steer with your left knee while handing a sippy cup to someone in the back seat without missing a single word of the Dora the Explorer soundtrack you've got playing on repeat. We fail and slip up and screw up and fall down over and over again in our youth, and yet we keep on going. But ask a 37-year-old woman to take up CrossFit for the first time, and she'll immediately start to imagine all the reasons she'll suck at it. And before she knows it, she's talked herself out of even trying a single time. Girl, the things you're attempting to do now aren't things that you've accomplished before, so they should get toddler status. It's not that you're not enough to cross the finish line. It's just that you haven't yet figured out how to run this particular race.